In a press release received yesterday, we've learned that Humboldt Sanitation at 2585 Central Avenue, McKinleyville, has been victim to a high multitude of robberies. Robbers walk through the area looking for recyclables and other items from the business, including marijuana trimmings. Sheriff's deputies hid themselves on the property Tuesday and Wednesday night, ending up making three arrests. A fourth suspect, who heard deputies talking to one of the men arrested, made a break for it and managed to elude the chasing officers. Those arrested were 32-year-old Jason Edward Balk, 46-year-old Rudy Otis Keys, and 24-year-old Preston Sam Stuckey. It turned out to be a series of prank calls. In a press release received yesterday afternoon, deputies from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to McKinleyville High School after the 911 call center took a call from someone claiming there was a hostage situation at the school. Deputies made a full investigation at the school and learned that everything was fine. An investigation led to two suspects, an unnamed 14- and 16-year-old, who were arrested, taken to juvenile hall. Yesterday morning, sheriffs received a call from a victim reporting a home invasion robbery at his 3000 block of Thomas Road, Salmon Creek residence. The four shotgun-carrying men arrived at 4:30 Thursday morning, wearing ski masks and hoods. They pretended to be police, telling the man and his wife to get up. The two victims were tied up. The men were looking for marijuana and money. According to officers, they left with 30 pounds of pot and $4,000 to $5,000 in cash. The suspects hit the victim in the face after he first refused to remember the combination to his safe. Ultimately, when the safe was opened, it was already empty. Suspects left the home and stole the vehicle, drove it 1.5 miles away to a locked gate on the victim's property, but abandoned the effort as they were unable to get through the gate. Officers are looking for the men, but according to reports, they have very little evidence to work with. If you know anything, please contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. With the tax season around the corner, we ask CPA Bill McCauley, who needs a CPA?
In many cases, they've got some complexity to their return or something they're not comfortable with dealing with. There are different levels of service providers out there that are available. Different people have different experiences and qualifications. You know, many people, you know, make the judgment that, hey, I've got a rental and I kind of feel like that's more than I feel comfortable with. Or for many people, it's just I don't want to, you know, I want somebody to do my return because I know that they'll ask me the right questions and I know they'll sign the return and I'll feel very comfortable that my return's been prepared appropriately.
He also pointed out that not all the returns he gets are complex. People often hire a CPA for peace of mind. More KINS News. It's right after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Arcata Police Department is now posting weekly activity reports and other statistical data on the Arcata Police Department Facebook page. Information including number and type of arrests, reports, and number and type of citations issued. This weekly activity report, along with public safety information, youth and family services information, press releases, and community activity announcements, are available on the Arcata Police Department's Facebook page. The Eureka Police Department would like to provide the public advance notice they will be increasing their code enforcement on vehicles found illegally stopped or parked within the city's alleys. EPD has received a multitude of citizen and commercial complaints concerning unattended or parked vehicles in the alleys. These vehicles obstruct the free passage of garbage trucks, fire trucks, and other large commercial vehicles attempting to conduct business in or through the alleys. In case of emergency vehicles unable to reach the scene of a fire or medical crisis, that also potentially creates a significant public safety hazard. So please be cautious of that. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.